From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The powerful cyber attack that struck computers in the U.S. and South Korean government agencies for days was even broader than realized. Targets included the White House, the Pentagon, and the New York Stock Exchange. An early analysis of the malicious software used in the attack found its targets also included the National Security Agency, Department of Homeland Security, the NASDAQ stock market, and the Washington Post. Many of the organizations were able to successfully blunt the attacks. It is not immediately clear who might be responsible for the attacks or what their motives were. Some affected websites, such as the Treasury Department, Federal Trade Commission, and Secret Service, were still reporting problems days after it started during the July 4th holiday. Leaders of the world's major industrial countries gathered today in Italy for the start of a three-day G8 summit meeting. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
World leaders have a full agenda as they meet this week. They'll be talking about the economic crisis, climate change, development challenges in Africa, and geopolitical threats from Iran and North Korea. In between diplomatic meetings, President Obama is taking time to tour the streets of L'Aquila, where the summit's being held. The Italian mountain town was struck by a deadly earthquake just 3 months ago.
Obviously, our hearts were broken by the death and destruction that took place after the earthquake, and I'm very pleased that the United States, like many other countries, will be contributing to the rebuilding process.
Mr. Obama will be staying in L'Aquila in school barracks that until recently were occupied by relief workers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, L'Aquila.
In his first speech since becoming Britain's third defense secretary in less than a year, Bob Ainsworth conceded that the war in Afghanistan will test British resolve. Larry Miller has a report from London.
Seven British soldiers were killed this week in Afghanistan, 176 in all since the war began. Defense Secretary Bob Ainsworth says, be under no illusion, the situation in Afghanistan is serious and not yet decided.
If we are to succeed, we need both courage and patience to see it through. There is no defined end date, only an end state.
The Defense Secretary says the war is against a dangerous and highly adaptable enemy whose tactics and capabilities evolve quickly. Britain has 9,000 troops in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Stocks are modestly higher in early trading as investors wait for aluminum maker Alcoa to give some guidance about the economy. That report comes after the markets close today. On Wall Street today, at this hour, the Dow is up by 31 points to 81.95. The NASDAQ is up 2 points to 17.48. This is NPR News. The European Union's top competition authority is launching investigations into drug makers it accuses of blocking generic medicine from coming to the market. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
EU Competition Commissioner Nelly Kroes started her probe a year and a half ago with a series of raids on big pharmaceutical companies such as AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, and Pfizer, suspecting them of trying to keep less expensive generic drugs out of the hands of consumers. Kroes says at least 200 deals have been uncovered in which the makers of brand-name drugs and their generic counterparts have worked together to hold back the cheaper versions, costing consumers billions of dollars and possibly better health.
It is such an important sector. We are all faced with the consequences if it's not functioning or if it's not functioning in the correct way. And not only talking about price, but also talking about innovation.
Kroes announced there are already investigations underway into several companies. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Karl Rove has appeared before the House Judiciary Committee to answer questions on the role he may have played in politically motivated firings of U.S. attorneys. Committee Chairman John Conyers confirms the former White House official made the closed-door appearance yesterday. The committee has been trying to determine who created the list of federal prosecutors who would lose their jobs. Conyers said that he suspects the trail led to the White House, but the Michigan Democrat has been unable to prove it. Former President George W. Bush asserted executive privilege for Rove and former White House lawyer Harriet Myers and refused to let them testify. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.